Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite AfterBuzz TV after show begins, I'm so excited to tell you that my new cookbook is out. It's called The Every Girl's Guide to Cooking. It's the quickest, fastest, easiest, most amazing recipes for kitchen newbies and chefs alike. Please check out MariaMenounos.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Back to this song, anyway.
Yeah.
This is a good song, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, I'm into it. I think I'm going to download it.
I want to throw on roller skates and just go for it.
Yeah. And geisha skate down the runway.
Oh, that was my everything. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome again to another episode of RuPaul's Drag Race AfterBuzz TV. This is episode 3, season 8, Ruco Empire.
Yeah.
I'm Kenny Harrison. Next to me is
1, 2, 3, Jackie B.
Hi, Jay. I heard you say hi, Kim.
Well, I was just being polite.
Hi.
One of us has to
on the end, he's so fetch, is...
Hi, I'm Jay, and at @don't_be_jealous on Instagram and still_jealous on Twitter.
And a nice welcome, warm welcome back.
Thank you. Mark J. Freeman in the house at Lorraine Love, LORAYNELOVE.
Glad to have you back,
Mark. On Instagram and Twitter.
And we're glad to have you if you're joining us on iTunes. Thank you for downloading us and listening. If you're on YouTube, make your comments down below. What do you think, guys? Oh, I wanted to ask... I didn't even ask you guys before we went on air. Anything from Untucked from last week?
I was thinking that when we were out there watching, and I was like, "Oh, I didn't bring any of my stuff."
Only thing I remember was Derek's three-way.
His relationship. Yes!
Oh. Which I found was very interesting.
Well, because we learned that one of the people in the three-way is
Nebraska mm-hmm. from
who I mentioned from the other week.
Yeah. He has a good-looking group of.
Yeah,
boyfriends.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
I just think you could do that though. Like, I mean. Like, I couldn't handle it because I would always be jealous that I was being left out at some point.
I would try.
You always try. I guess I could. I could try. It's like a special topic.
Since I'm a married man, I'm going to say I'm happy with the one that I have.
Good answer. But see, you know what? I'm changing my mind again. go figure. Because I like my personal time. I can't... Handling one other person all the time is one thing.
Right.
Two people, I would probably go
insane.
Yeah. So, to answer your question, no. I don't think I could.
I will say for Untucked, though, that I feel like the show is doing a really good job editing this season because what their predictions were was exactly how I was feeling. So, I think we're seeing exactly what's going on the stage.
Yeah.
Because the queens have the same opinions that I think we talked about last week, too. Yeah. So, it was refreshing to see that we're getting, like, a good version of the queens.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Who we think was on the bottom, who was deserved to be on the top.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I like this group. It keeps cementing to me why I like this group.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Robbie is so, and I guess this is what kind of did him in this episode, was that he's so polite. And
Robbie?
Yeah, I think Robbie is polite. I think he's really polite. And I think
he's polite when all the girls are around.
Right.
Because when he's in his confessional, he's not that polite.
I agree.
But I think they have to be that way in the confessional.
Yeah.
I think they're egged on to be that way. And
yeah, they are, for sure.
His dress was like super expensive. One of the fans told me it was like a $40,000 designer dress.
Really?
Yeah.
And we just gave it a nice. But it was
so
good.
So when Bob's like, it's H&M, she's like, yeah, it's
that
H&M.
That was funny. I'm
that
sorry.
That was funny.
But then, okay, but that was just Bob being Bob.
Bob, right?
You know, it
and
was
I think
meant
Robbie
to be.
That.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It was meant to
get under his skin.
Yeah, it, you know.
And we also got a little bit of Cynthia, too, in the Untucked, where they said how genuinely nice.
Yes.
And you can see that in these episodes. I mean, sorry, girl. But you can see now, she just seems like she's truly in it and genuinely happy.
Right.
And it is a bummer that she's gone. But
I really thought she was going to last a lot longer.
I
really did. I thought she was going to be Miss Congeniality and
she could
they would
be
around
that.
A long time.
Yeah.
I just thought.
Okay, so what do we think about this whole surprise that Rue brought back? Nisha.
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 I know. Not Misha.
I think I'm glad that they brought back somebody from the season. I just hope that later down the road we don't do the bring a queen back.
That was going to be my next question. Yeah. Do you think it was too soon?
No. I'd rather them do it now.
I would. I said Nisha last week, and I'm happy they did it now because when a queen comes in 4 or 5 episodes down, it sucks. Like, they give them so many challenges. What's to say they wouldn't have gone home in that time, too?
Right. Yeah.
So I'm happy that happened episode 3, I guess. But and I'm okay with Nisha coming back. I'm okay with that.
I am, too.
Some people, I didn't see her Whatchapackin' episode the week that she got eliminated, but I heard that she had some really
fun stuff that
she wanted to show, and now that she's back, we'll probably get to see them. I have to agree with you, Jay. I think, like last season, Trixie coming back 2-3 episodes after she'd been like eliminated.
Right. She was eliminated later on too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I mean, you're right. If you're gonna bring somebody back now as opposed to, and it's one of those things. It was kind of like Rue kind of redeeming. You know, I think she wanted to keep her the first week and send the other girl Layla Packin. Mm-hmm. And I think she made a mistake. Yeah. So
I don't think she made a mistake because I do think that Layla won that lip sync.
Yeah.
And I think it was just...
And I don't think Layla should have been in the bottom two.
That week?
Last week.
No.
Last week?
Wait, last week? With Dax?
Or 2 weeks ago.
He's a week behind us.
Yeah.
It's okay,
yeah.
Mark.
Well, that's the week you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yes.
I did love all the predictions that people had. That was fun to see who everybody thought was coming back, which there's 100 possibilities, I guess, but it was fun to hear what everybody thought.
I love the idea. Somebody was saying that it was going to be a British drag queen, and I loved the idea of even if they don't bring a British drag queen on to compete, I would like a British drag queen to come in just for the flavor of it all.
I think eventually there will be.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they just haven't had the best audition.
I think,
you know,
well,
I mean, Courtney Act was...
I mean, she's Australian, but...
Right. Well, she's from... Well, technically,
she's
from, lived here.
She's from, like, Britain's penal colony, basically.
You said penal. I'm not excited. Just a little bit.
I don't think that they I think they should all be American girls.
Why?
Well, they have a British version. Have them. There's enough queens in this country that are good and qualified that haven't been on the show that I don't think you need to be bringing somebody in from the outside.
I think you should be you expand. Go
make a comic
show.
But they have a British version.
But are you just thinking like British because we have like Cynthia Lee Fontaine who's not
She lives in Austin. She's from Puerto Rico, but she lives in Austin.
We are in Puerto Rico.
But they're saying bring somebody from England
someone who's British
I don't think that what's her name should have been on personally.
Who?
Courtney Act.
Yeah. Courtney Act.
Oh. Courtney Act. Okay.
Anyway,
but that's my opinion.
Make your comment. We all have our opinions.
Yep.
I'm sticking with mine. Maybe I might change mine later in the show.
I'll change it in 5 minutes.
Like 5 minutes. So the mini challenge, which I thought was cute, is the Judge Judy realness.
And can we talk?
That was funny.
Can we talk about how
Kimchi?
How Derek Barry didn't even look like Derek. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he did makeup, and I was like, girl, you look exactly the same.
He looks,
And he just does Britney. I'm sorry. I'll like every when he's doing the hair. I just want him to go home.
Did you guys have a favorite look from that mini challenge?
Anybody
stick out?
Okay, we've talked about this before. They go by so fast that, and I unfortunately I didn't get a chance to watch. I like watching the show twice before we go on air, mm-hmm. and I only got to watch it once, and we kind of went back and rewatched a little bit of it.
Well, we can only do that because we're on the West Coast.
Oh, by the way, if you haven't noticed, we are an hour earlier.
Yeah.
Just in case.
It's so nice.
So it's
I'm a little bit more awake than.
Yeah, I know, right? So it's not midnight. It's 9. We're still gonna get ripped for being
soda pop in my cup today to keep awake.
Again, like when I watched the first time, I try not to take notes because I want to pay attention and I want to be entertained.
That's
and then I like to go back. So I didn't get a chance to really enjoy. I mean, they were just going so fast.
Did you think Naomi deserved to win?
I don't know there's no way to determine who's better than,
well,
you know.
Well, here's the thing. Now now we know they must be writing their own comments because RuPaul made comment that was I didn't write this.
Which is
I'm happy for that.
Yeah,
too.
And that's the other thing that I enjoy.
Oh, you thought the girls wrote? I don't think the girls. I think the writers wrote.
No,
that.
I think the girls wrote that.
I'm
pretty sure that the girls write this.
I think the girls did their own.
Yeah, because I think last season we talked about
this. Or they had a writer to help them at least.
Well, I think the girls came up with the idea.
I'm gonna say. There is no way that they came up with those.
I'm sorry, there's no way.
I disagree.
There's no, and if and I think, if they wrote it, Naomi would have known how to do the clicking. Because she even said, you only clicked once. And then she was like, oh, click, 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 click.
But I thought that made it funnier.
Well, it was funny, but I don't think that they wrote those. I think they're way too witty for them to have written.
To answer your question, I wrote down that Acid Betty was the best so far. Out of everything that I saw, because I was trying to pay attention to what was being read.
In the mini, yes.
I thought it was cute.
She changed the color of the black robe. I thought it was something to just stand out. Yeah. And I wrote down Naomi Smalls, too, is it even a robe, ? Because I think she turned into the short mini.
Yeah.
It was cute.
I loved Thorgy. I thought hers was fantastic.
Thorgy's shining through for me.
I love her more and more every episode.
Yeah, I'm into her.
I have to admit that this group is very likable.
Yeah. Oh, they're totally likable.
As a group.
And I think that they all have, I think because a lot of them are older, and I'm just going to say older as in they're not all 18, 19, 20 years old. They're
mature,
and they kind of are comfortable in their skin, and you can tell.
Right.
And I'm glad that they did that.
Do you think it's a difference? Because I feel like this is a recurring theme that we're seeing the New York queens really owning a lot of the challenges, and I think that they brought that up in the first episode. Like, we're seeing Bob, we're seeing Acid Betty, and then
Thorgy.
Thorgy. So these are the ones that I mean, my eyes are going to them every time.
They're also polished. I mean, like Mark said, they're mature. They're not the 20-somethings of this group.
Right. Yeah. But I will say this. When I watch The Untucked, I watch it on my computer, and the definition is much better.
Yeah.
Did you? I had a very different opinion of Acid Betty after seeing her outfit from last week. And I was just like, ooh, girl.
But this is a problem. I mean, this is a problem they've had on previous seasons. It's like, I think of Jinx's season when Jinx didn't really know how to do makeup for TV.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I get that, but it just did. And I don't like to make fun of makeup because you can watch YouTube and see that I've had my moments. But it just really kind of caught me off.
Well,
I
know nothing about makeup, so I try not to rip on anyone's makeup. I mean, unless it's like hideous to the point where it's very noticeable. It doesn't really bother me.
I should say lack of makeup for Derek.
For me, the major shock is like you see these queens on the stage and they all look beautiful and polished and flawless. Mm-hmm. And then when you see them backstage, they're in a different lighting.
That's true.
A lot of the cameras are really close to their faces. And so that's not really how drag is to be presented.
Right.
And so then you're like, whoa.
Right.
Whoa. That's
like, I thought Kim Chi last week head to toe was amazing. And then when we saw Untucked, and someone made a comment about her makeup not being very like campy, and I saw it, and I was like, okay, now I understand where that person was coming from.
Yeah.
But again, it's like, and I agree with you, like, Logos TV, please get your shit together, because sometimes, some episodes, watching it here is fine when we're watching in the studio, but I've seen it where it was like you can barely make out. Everything is so soft and the image is so like horrible.
That Why are you so goddamn fuzzy?
So yeah,
I guess I have an untrained eye because I didn't know. Okay, so sorry.
The mini challenge, Baby Smalls won, and they brought back Nisha.
Nisha,
I know. And
they brought back Doreen.
And so they had to pick teams. And what did you think of the dynamics of the teams this week as opposed to last week?
I liked the teams. I thought it was an even balance.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just going to put this out there now because I know some of you have chosen Miss Acid Betty as your top three. I just have a thing with negative energy, and I'm just giving so much negative energy from her that I'm really starting to dislike her more and more.
I want to defend her. Like I think she just is so in this competition. Mm-hmm. Like she wants, and And she's watched, she's just knowledgeable about the show. And she's just like, that's not the right
but
character.
But you don't have, I get that. I get that you want to be in the show and you want to compete. But Thorgy wants to compete too. She even said it in her little private confessional. But she's not being
a current. No. Okay, so my stance on...
For those of you that are listening, that didn't come out of my
mouth. Oh, I said it.
Kenny finished my sentence.
Yeah. And I'm going to disagree with you, and I'm kind of on Team J right now because
Well, because you both picked her, which is...
Well, not only that, is that I do find myself, you know, the way I see her cuntiness as opposed to the way I saw Violet and Pearl last season, I feel are two different types. Those two had... issues that had nothing to do with the competition, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
I agree with Jay that I think Acid Betty is trying to... This is a competition, you know? Last week, Dax had a problem with her padding, and no one said anything to about her, to her about it, and, you know, and I happen to agree with that. Mm-hmm. This is a competition. If I'm trying to win a competition... Unlike Cynthia, who we got that she likes to help. She's very helpful.
Yeah.
But it's a different type of help.
Do you think if Dax's padding was different, she'd still be...
Oh, no, that dress was
precisely.
Thank you.
I said it last week, I said it again this week.
I do understand what you're saying, though, about Acid Betty coming off a little bit strong. But it's just, I kind of understand where she's coming from. And I think she's bringing good drag.
Right.
To I think that's the major... I guess that's the major dividing line when you talk about people like Roxy or like Violet, who fans have thought had like abrasive personalities, but it's like because they're so good at what they do and because they're decision makers, and maybe arguably that's a part of why they're so good at what they do. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's excusable.
Yeah. I don't want to give a free like a excuse pass to like negative energy. I agree there's a different way, but I just think that she's backing up what she's saying.
Yeah, but I don't think it's all like...
But I don't think
I don't think it's negative to the point where it's coming off as an attack. Does that make sense? Like Roxy, I thought everything that she can that came out of her mouth was an attack.
Yeah.
And kind of had nothing to do with the competition itself. Fifi was another one. It was just an attack because I don't like you, as opposed to I want to win this competition. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. I don't agree with it.
That's your prerogative.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't think that she deserved to be in the top three, personally.
But and then I think that that when we switched the kimchi role and Thorgy, it really works.
Oh, yeah.
I was so proud of Naisha for that.
Yeah.
I actually wrote it down.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that she did that, and I'm surprised that more people don't do that. Although they did switch too, because then we found out later that he had switched Robbie and somebody else too.
Right.
So I'm glad, and I kudos to Naisha for that.
It was a good call. It was a
totally
very
good call. And I love that she kind of picked it up and was like, we're not. This isn't working. You guys are gonna switch.
Agreed. Which I can't do that.
I can't. It's still the microphone.
Since the amplifier. You know, discounting the previews from next week where it looks like people are having problems working in teams, so far they've had a really good time, like, despite little kinks here and there, they've had a really good time pulling off challenges as a team.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
I think for the most part.
And was it last season? Well, it had to have been, right? Because that was my first season. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was just so disappointed, and I just remember we would all get like, we hated what Rue was wearing. We hated the challenge. We just brought, and I'm happy. I'm happy with the girl choices. I'm happy with the things they've been doing. I'm a whole new mark.
But are you happy with Rue's outfit today?
I love that she came out in the roller skates. I loved it.
I absolutely loved
that Rue was on roller skates.
Let's back up. That brown suit with the black.
We haven't talked
about Rue's outfits this season. And yeah. I think the Pharrell hats that she's been wearing both episodes before.
I think she's stepping it up too.
I think she watched our AfterBuzz.
We hope
just
so.
Because we ripped her the shirts last week.
Exactly.
I'm going to watch them people that don't know any of the names.
Yeah. And she was like, okay, we'll show you. Yeah. Even Michelle looks great.
I actually thought that too. I was like, I wonder if she watched our season last.
Well, I ran into her last
every
year.
Every episode, we were like, ugh.
So, let's get to the challenge. Which okay. I thought, so their challenge was they did a pilot for the equivalent of Fox's Empire. They called it Ruko Empire.
Ruko Empire.
Mm-hmm. I think who said they watched the show?
I watch it.
Jay watches it. Yeah. I've only seen the actual pilot of the actual show. It is pretty ratchet. And people love it, though. People love it.
It is it's so addicting. It's really good. Yeah. And Taraji P. Henson as Cookie, which Bob and Thorgy kind of took over that role. Mm-hmm. It's Bob could step in for Taraji tomorrow, and you would be like, okay, like, I'm totally fine with that. It was so genius.
My thing, when I was watching when they were doing his group, I knew for a fact that he ad-libbed a lot. And it was confirmed later on in the judging, and I can tell like the lines that were like he just put his personal touch on it, and it was just,
and I'm not done this.
Acting challenges are his forte. Mm-hmm. That's where
he's a comedian, and he stepped it up.
And he did a great job.
I don't see anybody else playing that part but him.
Yeah.
Thorgy did a good job.
She did
good.
It's one of those things where there were only those two parts in both groups, and then everyone else kind of filled in. So it's again.
But I thought Kim Chi did a great job, and I thought she did a complete 180 from what you saw that first clip. And after she got direction, it was like, oh, bam, there she goes. I thought she should have been in the top three, not Acid Betty.
I said Kim Chi just needed a little bit of direction, and then she really turned
her
performance
totally
up.
Took it to a whole other level.
Well, that was funny. I thought overall, I thought the whole performance was funny.
But I thought they both were good. You're other than Derek,
those two, the two performances or characters were really the only ones who were filling up. So if you weren't one of those four queens getting that role, which you were going to be,
Darian Lake. There is a way.
Oh my gosh!
To make a small part.
Didn't she win that challenge?
She did. I thought Chi Chi kicked butt in that challenge.
I thought she
should have been in the top three over Acid Betty.
She was hilarious.
No, she was hysterical.
But the thing is, she, and I think someone on the show pointed this out, like, she's hysterical for all the wrong reasons. Like, she's funny because she doesn't even know that she's being funny.
But I thought she really took it, and I thought Nasha did good too. I don't know. I don't know. Derek should have gone home.
Oh no.
Is this gonna be like last year you had an obsession about Pearl going home. Is this gonna be along the same line?
You see how well that worked out for you.
I actually got tired of hearing about
it. So you guys should pray that Derek goes home soon so that I shut up about Derek going home.
Did you guys have any like people who you thought had missteps, like just really inexcusable performances?
Robbie,
okay.
Are you saying that because
Robbie is an actor?
Right. Only because he was like giving people like Advice.
Well, directing and acting are very different.
Well, but you know, if you're gonna be like giving, if you're gonna be giving your expertise on something, you should be able to bring it. And I think the excuse that he gave about being given one role and then switching, I don't think that's an excuse.
No, I agreed that.
And I know they don't get a whole lot of time, but don't, like she said, don't be a victim.
Yeah.
And he totally came
out. No, I love that she said that. Yeah. I was like, oh, you go, girl.
Her name was Tasha Smith. I don't know who she is. I've never met her.
She's on Empire. She's on Empire.
Yeah,
she's
never met her. Not that. Oh, because I met Faith Evans.
It was so nice to see Faith Evans.
Yeah.
I didn't forget that she existed.
I'm going to download that song.
That was my high school.
Were you mesmerized by Faith Evans?
That was a little corny, Jay, but I'll let you slide because everyone loves you.
Not after that.
Let's get to the runway. One of my favorite themes of the
runway. Oh my gosh. I was living for the Xanadu.
I was so happy they did this.
Yeah, and
so
I gotta adjust my chair because I'm slowly sliding down.
I wrote them down in order. If you want me, I'll say the names if you want.
Go for it.
So Nasha was first.
Olivia Newton-John.
I loved it.
She was giving me Tamar Braxton.
No, it was totally Madonna from her video where she's in the roller skates. Was it Jump?
Oh, I don't know.
What was the song Madonna did? As soon as she came around the corner, she had the Madonna feathered hair that she looked totally...
Wait, but was that before or after the movie Xanadu?
Oh, well, after. Yeah. Of course.
I said Tamar Braxton.
But I think somebody else said it on the show, then it was Thorgy.
I kind of liked it.
I loved it. That's totally what I would have done.
Mm-hmm.
Derek. Kimchi. No, I'm kidding.
Derek
was. I thought it was Pop Princess.
I was confused. I love the hair. Everything neck up. I like the pink hair, and I like.
I wish she wore makeup. I'm just gonna say that.
I don't really pay attention to makeup.
Last week I said how fun would it be to have Kim Chi do like Derek's makeup.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, anybody do Derek's makeup.
Speaking of Nick Chang,
I would be happy.
I would be happy if she went to Macy's and the makeup girl
but
there.
Maybe
did
there it. Will be a challenge where Derek will have to
make somebody up. Or make somebody over.
Or just have to change, you know, they'll have a challenge on the runway where you'll get a different look for Derek for your...
This was a no for me. Derek? Overall, yeah.
The bubbles?
I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it. It was very pop princess to me.
Next.
Kimchi. I can't stop looking at her.
She's beautiful.
I don't care if she's not graceful.
She's been ripped on her walk. The skis didn't do her any justice. Yeah. I mean, it masked it a little bit.
Well, I can't make fun of walking because it's one of the things I get made fun of the most because they're like, "Mark, you walk like a man." I'm like, "Oh, because I am." But so I can't.
Sort of.
I don't trash talk that. I don't. It's her thing. Whatever.
With Kimchi,
I find her so. I didn't mean to cut you off, Jay. No. I find her endearing. I fucking love her.
I like the outfit, and I have to remember that Kimchi is a larger. So that corset kind of gave a little bit of shape to it. It was a good one.
Yeah. Then Acid Betty wearing the same thing she wore the last three episodes.
I don't care. I dug it.
I thought it was fun. I like that, like, shimmery over the eye. I had a question for you because you said week one about the body paint and the scales, and she's done this
twice,
three
times.
Are you feeling? Is it part of her drag?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, same I would. Yeah.
Okay.
But same. Okay, so is that fair to say that since we've seen these same kind of looks from her that Michelle should be like, you know, give us something different.
Yeah, I think so.
That's what I was.
I think it's fair. She did say that to her.
Like, not a rock or punk look, maybe like a pop, like a Derek.
I was digging it. Raja, I mean to cut you off, Mark.
That's okay.
Raja and Raven on their review thought it was the best. One of them said, I think it was Raja said it was the best outfit of all time. And I kind of have to agree. That dress was sick.
It was a good one.
It was sick.
It was okay.
Sorry.
Naomi. Wearing a bathing suit and chiffon.
Body.
Yeah.
That's, now, here's the thing about her. Nope. I want to see something different. She's always using the body. Yeah, I want to see something different.
Well, and that's the body girls thing. That's what they do.
We always have that for one season. We have, like, the person who depends on it. And it, I mean, it, she delivers with a good body.
Yeah.
The thing was, I wish, because the effect that was beautiful was the fact that the
material
basically was flowing behind her. Now, if that had been a dress or something a little bit more elaborate and less just like I'm in a bathing suit with like a caftan on or something, you know,
she wasn't that memorable
in the performance
either, and she skated by.
Only time that she was memorable was when Bob threw the water on her at the end.
That was fantastic. But he didn't do anything. Bob did it.
Exactly.
Speaking of Bob was next.
Oh, yeah. I love the Tron. Again, the first week, learn how to sew. Second week, learn how to dance. You know you're going to be in roller skates. Learn how to roller skate.
Well, but here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to defend Bob because, and something that I learned in some acting and classes and stuff, is that the problem is the solution. And her prop, you know what I mean? And I think she, not knowing how to skate, she made it work.
Yeah.
She made it believable.
Oh, trust me, it was hilarious.
She used her comedy and it worked.
It was hilarious.
It worked for like that cyborg looking Tron character. Yeah.
Then we had, and you guys are probably not old enough to know who Barbara Mandrell is, but they called her Barbara Mandrell on wheels.
I know who
he's. I almost peed. Cynthia Lee Fontaine was next.
That was a mess.
I had like working 9 to 5 Dolly Parton the hair a little bit, but I was on the same thing as the judges where it was the Hooter shorts.
Yeah.
I could see though she was going for like a Dukes of Hazzard but wasn't pulling it off.
Yeah. Right.
And I almost wanted her to, instead of having, like Michelle made that comment about like the jewelry, and I almost wanted her to have like the Daisy Duke shorts, you know?
That would have been cute.
Yeah.
Even if she would have stitched them so they were a little bit tighter on her, I think it would have looked a little bit better.
So it looked like she had a Nike logo on the shorts.
Yeah.
Your skin is so soft. I'm sorry, Jackie. Her arm is rubbing against mine, and it's like a baby's bottom. You're so soft. I'm so sorry. Sidebar. Sorry for the sidebar. I just had to throw it out there. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, and then the cowboy that looked like a kid's cowboy hat. It reminded me of Shangela when she did her thing with the country song, and she wore a little tiny cowboy hat on her head. That's what
she wrapped around.
Sorry, Shange. Love you. Then next was Shishi.
Oh, I like the disco queen.
I just thought her puff should have been bigger.
I loved it.
I liked the hair.
Yeah.
I said I didn't like the fit of the outfit. It looked like the padding was
weird.
A little bad.
It fit weird.
I was okay with it. She pulled it off.
And I'm just going to, well, before I say who's next, I wrote owned it. I'm sorry. Yeah. Robbie Turner.
My favorite.
Oh,
my
God.
That was pretty good.
Was lived badass. On the skates. Like, I just, oh.
Loved it.
I'm so happy she lip synced this week. Just for that fact. Yeah. How good she was.
I kind of think that was planned, though.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you know, Rue's like, you're going to do it with heels or with wheels? And she was like, I'm going to do it in wheels.
Yeah. That was the and moment, though, that you knew Cynthia was going to go home.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yep.
Yeah.
She was totally Boogie Nights is one of my favorite movies, and she was totally giving me Heather Graham and Boogie Nights.
Roller Girl?
Yes. I'm not a big fan of Robbie from what I've seen. I mean, I don't dislike her, but
Robbie.
She really showed just in this outfit and the lip sync.
Yeah. She stepped it up.
Yeah.
I'm proud of her.
Although her performance sucked. This is again a challenge where it was groups and they were judged individually.
I was gonna say this. Did anybody notice in the challenge, the Empire challenge, that Bob used the purse that he made in the first challenge?
Oh,
didn't
yeah.
even see it.
When he came with the purse, he was on it. Was the same purse that he made. Yeah, I saw as he was when he's picking stuff up to leave.
Oh, fun!
The with scene. I noticed it. And I was like, oh my god, that's the purse he made.
Oh, I totally missed that.
I like
that. Good catch.
And what do you guys think about? I'm so happy that they're judging them individually, even though it's a group challenge.
Now, that's where I was going. This should have been a group challenge. They should have been judging as a group. Only because you had them play, each group were playing the same parts, but just in different groups.
But the dialogue was different.
Mm-hmm. It was different, but you got the same characters. Yeah. And I feel as though it was kind of a little unfair. And I don't know how much the runway weighed into, like, the decisions. But I kind of, and both of the bottom two were in the same group. So, I mean,
I liked them being judged individually, even though it was a group challenge.
It was just, they were all together, I mean.
Yeah.
In the performance.
Yeah.
They literally have to work
I just
together.
Think it's I feel like that's how people get by, is the group does well, and there's a bad seat in there that gets by because the group did well. And I like them being judged individually because then there's no place to hide.
Yeah, and we saw last week, too, with the lady in Shady Bitches that most of one team was safe and then the other one all lost. So maybe there's something to be said that if even individually there's, like, the bottom two were from the same team, so maybe the judges will notice that and kind of take that on with them.
I would like the runway to weigh more or just as much as the performance.
I think it does, though. I mean,
Then Robbie shouldn't have been in the bottom.
I think Robbie was in the bottom so we could see Robbie.
I think Derek, if it was based on both, like 50-50, I think Derek was worse.
Derek, no matter what, Derek should have been in the bottom.
We know how you feel about the subject. You just settled down.
Regardless, if you're going with the runway, Derek. If you're going with the performance, Derek. I'm sorry.
I got a question. At the end when she jumped off the stage.
Oh, that was great.
How is that crash mat? Is it always there?
I'm assuming.
I think they had that there for that challenge.
Oh, okay.
That's probably a good point.
Just in case.
Yeah, just in case. That's probably a good
idea. And she took out that light. I love how the show, they will add in post. They will accentuate the sound effects.
Yeah.
So it's like.
It's all mic'd up.
Yeah,
or something.
It's just so
I love when she was like, do you guys think I'm the only person that's ever broken a bulb on I think I have. I think it's pretty safe to say that I have.
This is definitely one runway that I actually, I was like, yes.
Oh, something I loved different. It. What a great idea.
Yeah. It was so fun. And Rue owned the skates, too.
I can't say that enough.
It was a good surprise.
Touché to you, RuPaul, for doing that. Touché to you.
Yeah, it was good.
I always thought that when she came out, that she, I know she kind of does sometimes. I think when it fits what she wants to do, she kind of does what the challenge is. But I would love for her to be part of that. And what she comes out in is what her representation of that challenge.
That challenge.
You know what I mean?
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Fun. Yeah.
That'd
be fun. I like that.
You know what I mean?
I
step
like
it
that.
Up.
Well, she's also, I mean, she played Rucius.
Rucia.
Rucius.
Rucius. It's Lucius in the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got it.
I kind of figured that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's one of the, like, I only know Cookie, Lucius, and maybe the gay one. That's the part where Cynthia. They were playing off of that
right.
as well.
Yeah,
so.
they played like the characters from the show.
Yeah. So, if you watch Empire, then this was an episode for you.
Yeah.
So, Robbie and Cynthia, bottom two. Robbie stays. Cynthia. I didn't want her to leave. I know she... It was one I had to pick one. And I didn't want either one to leave.
Someone in the comments was saying that they wish that it was, like, Real Housewives, where you didn't actually have to go home. I would love to see, like, a Ruse house, like, competition. Where you can see them
working
together. Like
Last Chance Kitchen on Top Chef. And then the winner of that other challenges gets to come
Survivor
back to the
competition. Survivor have, like, a... You get...
An island.
Yeah, and then you come... You have to... play your way back into the competition.
Yeah, that's Last Chance Kitchen too. Yeah, I'm
talking. Just that's a lot of work.
So for the wheels or heels, did you guys know that Robbie would stay on the wheels?
Oh yeah.
And I knew she would and I knew she'd win.
Yeah.
Okay, now would Cynthia have maybe gotten a point up if she had stayed in the wheels, even if she wasn't as good?
Maybe.
I still think Robbie's just great.
I mean,
skates.
She was she was starting and stopping and, and
spinning.
Moving and She could take your eyes off
and
her.
And I disagree with Michelle that she shouldn't be wearing a gold necklace and silver. That's just baloney. That's absolute baloney from the woman in yellow lipstick. Come on. And I wish somebody would have said that to her on the runway.
Derek, would you want Derek to say that?
Well, at least Michelle's wearing lipstick. It's yellow, but...
And he's back, ladies and gentlemen.
They're like, why did he come back?
We love you, Mark.
I'm glad you're back.
I have shout outs.
Go for, I'm burning.
I have one too.
Silver Hawk, Eli Watts, Christian Mendez, Sergio Campos, Isaiah Stevens. He has really, really amazing drawings, and you guys need to check them out.
What's his name?
Like, yes. Oh
Isaiah
my gosh.
Stevens. Yes. Isaiah draws. I was like, oh my God, he follows us. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how he's like so good at drawing.
He's very good.
Isaah
draws.
Stevens.
Oh, Stevens.
Isaiah draws.
On Instagram.
Joe691020, thank you for saying we redeemed ourselves. maybe you don't feel that way this week.
someone who cares?
Paul Todd, the literary masturbator.
Oh, yeah.
I like him too.
Yeah.
Crystal Bright. Tierra Ruth, excuse me if I'm saying some of these wrong, Castile.
You've got a long list over here.
I know. I'm trying to, I can't get everybody, but I want to say a lot of people to just say thank you.
You should have put that on a credit.
People that say nice things.
Yes, these are people that say nice things.
But they give also
I just don't want to give shout-outs to people who say bad things.
Oh, no.
I don't. Okay. I encourage your comments.
Also, you guys, there were a lot of really funny comments, like funny reads on our outfits. One of my favorites was Jake Master said, hello and welcome back to Belly Button Fuzz's after show recap for Ron Paul's flag chase.
That was pretty clever.
I thought that was hilarious.
That was clever.
And thanks to our iTunes commenters. One of them is Calm Down and says they're obsessed. And the other one is Lucky D, who loves it, but it sometimes upsets me. That describes so much of my life.
I know, right?
I appreciate that.
I know this week we have Powhart who's watching live, so thank you for that, because I know it's 4 a.m., he was saying. So thank you.
Wow,
that's so
yes.
nice.
Yeah, that's
and
awesome.
Then my buddy Chris on Twitter 6, I hope this makes you feel better.
And I have one.
Go for it.
To the guy, and I wish I would have asked you your name, that recognized me from AfterBuzz at my job. And he was like, you weren't on AfterBuzz on Monday. I missed you.
You're a
I
celebrity.
Like you. And I was like, you're the one person that likes me. And I forgot to ask him his name. So whoever you are, thank you. It was very sweet. You made my day. And follow me on Twitter.
I left my other notebook
so I can say hi.
Bryce Lee when.
Oh, Bryce Lee. So nice.
We
hi,
love Bryce Lee.
And Devin. This week we were supposed to do a drinking game, but I forgot the word that I was supposed to say.
It was ripped.
Rip. So every time I say the word rip, you guys take a drink.
They drink every time.
Damn it. I wish I would have done this in the beginning.
Wasn't it a point to your crotch, too, for comment below?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a...
So ripped and comment below. How drunk are you right now? We got about 5 minutes left.
To say it.
Rip.
And the more you drink, the better the show becomes.
Yeah. Well, we should have did this at the beginning, huh?
Is it because you always say rip?
Yeah. Last week I went on a rip. Rip.
Oh, got it.
Oh, I have to actually, one more person. Jalen said my last week's outfit was Laganja looking for college notes realness.
So good.
I died. Jalen's
a good person, too.
So we love your comments. Keep continue. Make your comments. Rip us, if you will. Or don't rip us. That's
Trixie,
like two more drinks.
You know how we were talking about Toot and Boot?
Yeah.
Trixie and Katya Toot and Booted all of Raja and Raven's looks from last year.
Oh, that's awesome. Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It was pretty funny.
And I have a quote of the week.
Let's hear it.
My quote of the week is goes to RuPaul herself when Bob was doing the runway in her robot thing. She's like a Rumba.
Yeah.
Was good. I was like, oh my God, she's like a Rumba.
Real quick for Bob, so, I mean, earned the win. Right?
Yeah.
Like, hands down, the best.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Jay and I went back and rewatched that performance, and I laughed. The second time is the first. I was dying the first time.
I've got it recorded at home. I'll make my husband watch it.
Yeah, it is hilarious.
It's like you said, there's so much probably like ad lib that Bob just brought to it. And you just see the quick wit. And I love comedy queens. That's one of my favorite things about drag. And to see Bob just deliver, I love it.
And my next comment is geared to you. And it's going back to Acid Betty. And it's one of those things where drag queens are kind of notorious for being kind of edgy and kind of cunts. I mean, that's a requirement.
Yeah.
So there. Take that.
You'll love this. You'll love this story. You'll actually really appreciate it. I have a really good friend, Josh Brown. Shout out to Josh. I don't think he's watching, but whatever.
Make him watch.
He would call me when I was getting ready, and I was talking to him over the phone. This is over the phone. He called me one day, and I was getting ready in drag, and just from talking to me on the phone, he was like, "Wait a minute, this is Lorraine, isn't it?" And I was like, how did you know I was here? He's like, I can tell from your attitude over the phone that you were in drag. I just knew from the way you talked.
He really wanted to say, so this it is the cunt.
Another side kind of comes out, which is fun.
Anyway.
Do you guys
go.
I was going to say, for a snatch game, who do you think Derek's going to play?
Oh, don't even start. Let's hope she's gone by then.
I was just about to say, I know he wants her gone by then.
Oh, sweet Jesus, I have time.
We should like start doing predictions and for who's going to be on All Stars next season.
Just
pick one, like right now.
Who do I think will be on?
Okay. And then by the end of the season, we'll see if they make it.
Katya.
Oh, I just made up this off the top of my head.
That's a good one. Katya.
That's mine, damn it. Got it. I'll pick another one.
Go. I'm gonna go Ivy Winter. I like that.
You only get one this episode, Mark.
Who do I? Just because it's so fresh in my head, because I can't think quick enough. I'm gonna go with Ginger Minj.
That's a good one.
The Minj.
I bet.
Because I love some Ginger Minj.
I do like the Minj.
And I think she got robbed.
Oh, I was gonna say somebody, but she was already on the first All Star, so I'll.
Raven?
No.
Will they do? You think they'll bring them?
No, I don't think they're gonna bring them back twice.
Okay.
No.
Too much of an opportunity.
Yeah.
Okay.
I definitely think Shangela will be back.
There you go.
Although I don't think she deserves to be, and I don't have anything against Shangela.
Everybody loves Shangela.
I like Shangela.
I've seen her a lot in West Hollywood. Anyway,
let's wrap up. Last time I've seen her, though, she wasn't in drag. I've seen her several times, but not in drag.
Yeah. Where can they find you, Jay?
So I'm at @don_be_jealous on Instagram, and then Twitter is still_jealous, JELLIS.
And follow Jay, because he and I, we don't have many Twitter followers.
My Twitter needs help.
He is so adorable. You gotta follow him on Twitter. And Kenny, too, now that his Twitter is an understandable name.
It's not... and I'm ripping myself. That's another drink, Devin. Rip. I just ripped myself. That's three shots for you. Mark.
I am on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorayneLove, and I'm back on Snapchat, Lorraine.love.
Wow.
And I've been playing with the new like faces and stuff, so it's been fun. And you can go on Facebook too. I have a Lorraine Love fan page. It's Facebook.com/ I Love Lorraine Love.
Cool.
And then, or the Mark J. Freeman.
All right, wrap it up, Queen. Mark,
I'm on my website, 123JackieB.com, one stop shop for everything 123JackieB.
And you can find me on Twitter at Kenny C. Harrison. You can also find me on XTube if you like. No, that's
Grinder.
Thanks so much. Make your comments. Rip us, please.
Rip it.
One last rip for you, Devin.
Rip it.
That's our show.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week. So next week will be 9 p.m. Eastern or Pacific.
No, 10 p.m. Pacific.
Wait, what? Then that says 9.
That's 9:57.
They haven't done the clock changes.
Damn you, AfterBuzz.
I was like, yeah.
Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Same time. Bye, everyone.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.